Joel Aivo, a spokesman for the opposition party for renewal of democracy, says he speaks for many in Benin when he says he feels President Yayi has been a waste.
2 ans après son installation, le sentiment qu'on a et qui est un sentiment de plus en plus partagé par les Béninois.
He says there was so much hope with a new president who was a fresh face in Benin's political arena.
Si vous prenez quasiment tous les secteurs de la vie politique de notre pays, même de la vie économique.
But he says in terms of access to health, buying power, democracy, and bringing about decentralization, he believes things are getting worse, not better, despite repeated promises. 13 lawmakers previously allied to the president recently defected from the president's parliamentary group, saying they did not agree with government policy. Criticism from outside political circles is more mixed, but intensifying as well.
C'est un bilan mitigé parce que les choses avaient très 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 bien commencé.
Martin Asogba, the head of a non-governmental organization, says it all started well for Mr. Yayi, but that it has become too political recently.
Nous ne voulons pas politique. Nous le voulons développeur.
He says, Beninese want a developer, he says, at the head of their country, not a politician.
La lutte contre la corruption, nous l'avons démarré sur des chapeaux de...
He gives as an example the fight against corruption, which he says had a promising start but has since slowed down. A presidential assistant and spokesman for Mr. Yayi, Eric Aja, says new government programs such as free primary schooling, funding for youth employment and microcredit opportunities for market women are notable accomplishments.
This is something exceptional in Africa, and I would like to share this conviction that we have a president with a vision. His vision is emerging Benin, is to make our country an emerging nation. And just in 2 years, President Yayi Boni has helped built the national economy. We have a growth, economy growth from 3%. Now we are targeting 6%.
Aja says the presidential camp has no problems with not having unanimity of thought, he says, but that constructive criticism is needed rather than just rhetoric.
Criticism is useful for democracy. There is no democracy without difference of opinion. The problem is, what else do they propose? They should not just criticize, but they should also propose some alternative way of doing it. So we have a stable democracy in Benin, and we hope that the opponents will join hands together with other ideas. We are open.
President Yayi has 3 more years in power, but his supporters from the coalition known by its French acronym FCBE for Force Courie pour un Bénin émergent, which in English means the Seychelles' strength for an emerging Benin, face a test during local elections scheduled for April 20th. Nico Colombant, VOA News, Dakar.